Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available on our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store as well as on TV on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. There is nothing easy about raising a child, especially a sensational one. That is the first sentence of the synopsis of Rebecca Duval Scott's book, Sensational Kids, Sensational Families, Hope for Sensory Processing Differences. Rebecca joins us today to tell us more. Rebecca, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you so much, Linda. I'm happy to be here.
Rebecca, will you please give us a quick overview of Sensational Kids, Sensational Families?
Sure. It's a kind of a one-stop shop survival guide of a memoir. This is kind of how I describe it. It's got all of the research and intervention strategies and positive mindset shifts that helped my son reach his potential and kind of saved our family as a whole. He was diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, which is called SPD for short, when he was 3 years old. And so the book kind of covers 7 years of our life when we were really in the intense throes of trying to help him and get through all of this. And I can tell you now that he is 10. And he is academically successful, socially successful. He's just thriving in every possible way. And the other thing that makes our book really cool is his occupational therapist wrote professional commentary sections to complement the raw words of a parent. So not only when you pick it up do you get what a mom is honestly telling you, but you're getting the professional viewpoint of why what we did works and why it might work for your family.
Rebecca, for those of us who have no idea, what is sensory processing disorder or SPD?
Sensory processing, your body takes in all of the information from your senses every day, every second, and you're not even thinking about what your body's doing, but it's taking in all of this information, sending it to your brain. Your brain's figuring out what's important to listen to and what to ignore. And depending on what it listens to, it puts out a behavioral response. So if you hear a gunshot, you're going to duck. If you are too hot, you're going to go cool off some way. Whatever you're experiencing, your body is responding to it continually 24 hours a day. When you have sensory processing disorder, there is a dysfunction in how your body is interpreting the sensory data, how your brain is deciding what to listen to, or how it's outputting a behavioral response. So you will see sensory processing challenges with a lot of children with autism that people, you know, will say are on the spectrum somewhere. They all have sensory challenges. And sometimes SPD can stand by itself, which was more of my son's case. He didn't have the other components to make up autism, but he definitely had the sensory challenges.
Did you write Sensational Kids, Sensational Families for any particular type of reader?
I wrote it for everyone who has anything to do with these children or even teenagers and up to adults. I've had some adults read the book that say, oh my gosh, Rebecca, I have SPD and I didn't even realize it. And they're seeing themselves in pieces of the book, but definitely targeting parents and caregivers that are trying to take care of these kids at home that might not even know where to start or what interventions might even be out there. And a whole lot of the reason I wrote it was just because I felt like I struggled to learn everything from scratch myself, and I wanted to try to save other people the time. And time is very valuable. If you can get in with early intervention, that helps out so much. So any of the parents, caregivers, and professionals that work with these children are definitely going to benefit.
Since this is your first book, do you think that any other author may have had an influence on your style of writing?
No, I don't think so.
When did you discover your son Jacob had SPD, and what made you suspect it?
Jacob was diagnosed at 3 years old, and prior to that, he had lost some eye contact. His behaviors were through the roof. He was a very rough and wild kind of kid. We basically had to tag team him. One would take care of our quiet, calm daughter, and the other would have to be taking care of Jacob at all times. So those were some of the signs going on that got us into trying to find a diagnosis. And he was diagnosed at age 3.
That had to be really interesting. How did the quiet, calm daughter react to all the chaos?
I have to say Annabelle is a trooper, and she is 2 years older than Jacob. And from the time we started with intervention, she was like my mini therapist. So a whole lot of the time she has been able to step in and do things with him just like the adults would do. And at times she's had to be talk about people being the bigger person, and you have to overlook the other person's faults or whatever you're struggling with to help teach them how to be. And she's really fulfilled that role as an older sibling. She's just been wonderful.
What kind of a challenge was it for you and your husband as parents to figure out what was wrong with Jacob and then do the research for writing this book about what we can do?
Well, it was quite a challenge to get to a diagnosis. Like I said, SPD can often go with autism, but it's rare that it stands by itself. And I was actually a behavioral interventionist with children with autism before having my own children. I still could not have flagged it by myself. I had doctors tell me it was a behavioral issue and that if I could discipline better, then a lot of it would go away. I had to find new doctors. It was me finally pushing for speech therapy when he was about 3 that got us into the speech therapist. And she's the one who said this kid has sensory issues and he needs to go to occupational therapy, which is ultimately where he got diagnosed.
Wow. So your book is divided into 5 parts. Will you give us a quick summary of each part?
Yes. So part 1 is the backstory. It's going to tell about ourselves and the occupational therapist that writes her sections. And it tells you what SPD is and why early intervention is so important. Part 2 talks about all of the interventions that worked for us, from eliminating food allergies and biomedical intervention that we did with vitamins, all the way through the occupational therapy things that we did. Part 3 talks about all of the attitudes that made such a difference. We've always been the type that try to plan for success and just mitigate the weaknesses and strengthen everything else. Part 4 is kind of the after story and the acknowledgments, and then how he's doing now that he's older and we're kind of past a whole lot of the problems. And then part 5 is actually resources, so other books and ideas that you might be able to utilize at home, which is a perfect part for right now during the pandemic. So many people are not receiving services. So if they get the book and they can understand how to help even without the services at this point, you can already be making some positive changes before you can get into an OT and really start the hard work.
Rebecca, is Sensational Kids, Sensational Families comparable to anything else we might find on the bookshelf?
There are a lot of good sensory processing disorder resources out there that you can look for. You're not going to find many that's going to combine the words of a parent with the professional. So that's kind of where we have the cutting edge, unique part.
How is Jacob doing now?
Jacob is doing wonderful. He's just finished up 4th grade. He works well above his grade level in most subjects. He's social. He has very good language. Everything that I was worried about, I worried that this kid wouldn't be able to read or write. And every single worry has been resolved. He's doing phenomenal.
Are there interventions that can be taken? And is there a cure for SPD?
I never say that anything can be cured. I still feel like he has sensory, I wouldn't even say challenges. He's got some personality quirks that are sensory, things that he will eat that he won't eat, things that he'll wear but he won't wear. But where I feel like we have healed the nervous system to the point that it's not dysfunctional anymore. He can live his life however he wants to, and the sensory is not inhibiting him. It's not holding him back any longer. So I definitely think there's hope for people that if they can get the right interventions in place and build the right teams around them, if you can heal any part of the sensory integration system, you're going to be able to help your motor control and your cognitive abilities on top of that, because sensory is the base of everything.
Rebecca, have you always seen yourself as an author?
Yes, I have. I've always wanted to be a published author. I figured that I would publish fiction first, but it ended up being a nonfiction kind of boots on the ground memoir that came out first. But I'm really happy with it, and I've loved the journey, and I hope to publish more in the future.
What would you say is the primary message in Sensational Kids, Sensational Families that you would like readers to grasp?
I really want to communicate the message that there is hope, because so many of these kids slip through the cracks. There are teachers that have students in class that they do not know what to do with. If they could get a hold of this book and understand how to help the sensory, there are sections in the book that talk specifically to the teachers. There are sections that deal specifically towards the doctors. If we can raise the awareness and get it into the hands of the people that need it the most, things will start to change and these kids can be helped. And there's so much about it that there is hope and there's healing in it.
Do you have plans to write another book? And if you do, will it be fiction or nonfiction?
I would love to write more. If I write some more in the Sensational Kids, Sensational Families series, I think there would be one towards homeschoolers and how to adapt sensory smart techniques for the homeschool to the classrooms for other teachers. I would love to write one that works with siblings and talks about that sibling relationship more in depth. And I'd also love to, I've got some fiction work that I've worked on all since college that I would love to finally finish and get published.
Rebecca, will you please read a short excerpt from Sensational Kids, Sensational Families for our listeners?
Sure. Calling all readers, how to know if this book is for you. For parents, relatives, spouses, caretakers, or friends of a sensational someone, this book is for you. When sensory processing disorder became a part of my family, I realized there was much to learn. To help others who find themselves connected to someone with SPD, this book explains the nuts and bolts of the disorder and is jam-packed with intervention strategies that can improve your loved one's functioning and quality of life, no matter what the age. My candid story shouts from the rooftop that you are not alone. As you read on, you'll discover what many wish that they had known all along, including myself, when I was in your shoes. For therapists, teachers, psychologists, or professionals with sensational clients and students, this book is for you. My goal is to empower you with a better understanding of the elusive world of SPD through my Tell It Like It Is description of life with a sensational person. Whether you engage with individuals diagnosed with SPD in a home setting, office, or classroom, you can take the knowledge and strategies I've utilized and adapt them to fit your work, an effort which will be rewarded tenfold. Be brave enough to break the mold and start changing lives one sensational child at a time. For doctors, nurses, or medical professionals with sensational patients, this book is for you. The understanding of sensory processing and how it manifests and affects all aspects of life elevates this book above the knowledge of medical practices that are still controlled by reaction rather than prevention. I know this because I've lived this. For the health of your clients through quicker diagnoses and referrals to therapy, please take the time to read on. Let my family's medical discoveries be a catalyst in your career to dig deeper, learn more, and treat sensational people with the best methods possible. If you yourself are sensational, this book is for you. You may have lived your whole life feeling different, more or less, than your peers. If you see yourself in these pages, let hope float. Sensory processing and nervous system functioning can be improved one day at a time in many different ways, no matter your age. Learn how to minimize your weaknesses and maximize your strengths, and be proud of who you are. Not all of us are truly sensational. If you are a naysayer and believe that all misbehavior is a discipline issue, yes, this book is for you too. You may have people in your personal circle that you think are odd, or children you're sure just need proper discipline. Discipline is vital, but I know firsthand that it doesn't fix everything. I implore you to read this book and be open to a new perspective, supported by both research and science. The people you think are weird and kids you think are just troublemakers may actually be sensational if you give them a chance. And then this is a personal poem that I wrote for my son that's dedicated to him. Write your own story. When they said something was wrong with you, I grieved. I questioned, can this be fixed? Will he grow out of it? Hope broke like delicate crystal. It slipped out of my grip and shattered in all directions. Then just as quickly came faith and determination. I picked up the shards, the sharp edges cutting my hands. This would not be our story. I fought for you. I still fight. Every day we rise. Battling against disbelief, ignorance, the unknown, striving to heal your body and mind to mirror that God-given soul, beautiful in its perfection. With God, we will write our own words. I look at your sweet face, that knowing grin, those bright eyes. I cherish the blessings this journey holds. Battles fought, lost, and won leave in the wake a better family, a fiercer love, an embrace of what matters. Hope reflects off every piece that was broken. Hope lights up the room. This will be our story, the one we write together.
Oh my gosh, I love that poem. So tell me, where can we learn more about you, and where can we purchase Sensational Kids, Sensational Families?
I have a website, sensationalkidssensationalfamilies.com, and it's got links directly to where you can buy the book, and it has about sections about myself and the occupational therapist who helped write it, Hannah Reagan.
We've been talking with Rebecca Duval Scott, author of Sensational Kids, Sensational Families, Hope for Sensory Processing Differences. Rebecca, your book is bound to capture the attention of parents around the world who have children with SPD. Thank you for taking time to share your book with us today. And when you publish your next book, will you please come back and chat with us again?
Yes, I would love that opportunity.
Wow. As an educator and trainer, I cannot begin to describe the benefits this book will have for families, educators, and anyone interested in or needing to learn more about sensory processing disorders. Applicable strategies and information from those living it is an invaluable tool. This book is going to change lives. Well, that was a review for Rebecca's book, and I feel that everyone with children with SPD should be reading it. So if you would like your copy, please go to SensationalKidsSensationalFamilies.com and order your copy today. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, The Author Show may be accessed at any time at TheAuthorShow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms like Amazon Fire TV, The Roku Channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, TheAuthorShow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.